First speaker is Juan Anciso. Please welcome him.
Good morning, everyone. I guess I got to run to the podium and do this rather quickly. Certainly, I'm going to be talking about the trial that I've done in spring and fall of 2016 and the spring of 2017, basically looking at black and white mulches, different planting dates, and, of course, different varieties. But first and foremost, I want to thank my employees, Eddie Serna, Alfredo Rodriguez, and Christina Marconi, because all these trials take a lot of time and effort and energy, and certainly couldn't have been done without their help. To give you a little bit of background, when I first began my career where I'm at back in 1989, there was about a couple thousand acres of commercial fresh market tomato production in my area. Since then, it's basically down to zero, less than 100 acres. So there's been a new interest in trying to find out what fresh market tomatoes we can grow in our area and how to best do it. Obviously, there's certainly this local aspect, but certainly the retailers in our region are asking for it. Of course, when we think of fresh market tomatoes, we think of round or globed tomatoes, but also, at least for the Hispanic market, when we talk about Roma tomatoes, those are certainly tomatoes that are considered fresh market, at least for the Hispanic audience in the Southwest. So I looked at round tomatoes. Basically, I looked at these varieties, Torero, Mignos, Chirac, Tam Hot Tie, which is a Texas A&M release by our plant breeder, Dr. Kevin Crosby, Tycoon, Everglade, and Tam Florida, which is going to be a release by another tomato breeder down in Weslaco, Texas, Dr. Carlos Avila. So I looked at those rounds, and I did look at Prunas as a Roma tomato. I looked at Rio Grande, which is an open-pollinated tomato variety, not a hybrid, because I have my local gardeners, you know, tell me, oh, Rio Grande is a great tomato, we should grow it, and, you know, and obviously, as a, probably for gardeners, it works well. Obviously, the seed is inexpensive, being an open pollinated, so I could see their reason. Also, they believe it was developed in Texas, and Rio Grande was developed in California, but nevertheless, it is still a popular tomato, at least for the home gardeners. Siri, and then we had experimental numbers that will probably be released by the seed company, DRP 8551 and SV 8579. So those were the tomatoes we looked at. Basically, when I began in the spring of 2016, I began with the first four round tomatoes, which were Torero, Mykonos, Chirac, and Tam Hot Tie. And then I looked at the five Romas, Prunas, Rio Grande, Siri, the DRP, and the SV. After that first season, I began dropping off the ones that did not do very well, and as I go through the slides, I'll explain it a little bit better. So basically, this is the overall field design. Basically, from row to row, they were basically 80 inches apart, or 6.67 feet. Basically, the plants were about a foot and a half. They were 18 inches apart, had about 4,400 plants per acre, if you wanted to look at the plant population. In the beginning, we began looking at black plastic, white plastic, and bare ground. We looked at three planting dates for the springtime. Again, that began to get reduced over time, and then we had four plants per plot, and of course, it was a randomized complete blocks design, and of course, if you see any statistics, it was done with Duncan's. Again, this is just a field overview, basically showing you the bare ground, the white plastic, and the black plastic. Again, these were fresh market tomatoes, so they were staked and tied, so we were trying to develop or look at the system that is used commercially to grow these fresh market tomatoes. Again, this is just later during the season, just to show you the growth and the tying of the tomato plants. And this is further along the season, looking at the tomato plants, so you have an idea. Again, for the spring of 2016, we looked at these nine varieties, four of which were round, five were Roma, 3 planting dates, and 2 plastic mulches. And part of the reason we looked at these different dates, I mean, we have a general idea when we grow tomatoes in the valley, but we wanted to look at which were the ideal planting dates, because as growers, we do have a serious whitefly problem in our neck of the woods, a Babesia species of a whitefly, and the general thinking of growers, the sooner they can plant the tomatoes, the less problems they'll have with the whitefly issues, and of course, the 2 plastic mulches and the bare ground. Really quick, just looking at planting dates, when we took the overall average of all these 9 varieties, if you looked at the first planting date, we had about an average of 32,795 total pounds in comparison to the second planting date of 43,195 pounds and the third planting date of about 30,000 pounds. Again, if we were to just look at it in a bar graph, basically it was pretty quite obvious that that the March 15th, mid-March planting was statistically significant in relation to the earlier planting of February 28th or even the later planting of March 31st. So generally, commercially, most of these growers plant in late February, early March. The ones that are still growing tomatoes do that. So we did see that mid-March, there's in this case, turned out to be an ideal planting date, and if you waited a little bit too late, well, things could not, would not work out. But pretty much any time during the month of March, late February is our planting season for tomatoes in South Texas. Again, we also looked at the black plastic, white plastic, bare ground. Obviously, we all know as horticulturalists that these tomatoes, even though they're staked and tied, the plastic mulches gives an improvement in yield in comparison to bare ground. So, here we have the data. But certainly to my surprise, and it probably shouldn't have surprised me, was that, we no longer grow tomatoes, but if we do grow tomatoes, we use black plastic in the spring and we use white plastic in the fall. That's what the commercial guys use. So kind of lo and behold, we find out that the white plastic in the spring, again, we were looked, when we looked at those particular planting dates, produced basically a statistically significant amount of tomatoes in comparison to those 9 varieties of about 54,000 pounds to the acre in comparison to the black plastic, which had 30,000 pounds, and in comparison to the back bare ground of 20,000 pounds. So that was something new for myself to learn that. And it makes sense because really in the month of March in South Texas, it's pretty warm. And really where we still see the black plastic usage is in watermelon, in our cucurbit crops, mainly watermelons that are being planted in late January, most of February, and some of those have hoops or protection from the cold weather. But and the cucurbit crops, I could see that the black plastic would be important. But looking at tomatoes, certainly the white plastic was a surprise in terms of yield. Again, we moved on into the fall of 2016. We just evaluated the top 5 varieties we could be evaluating. I'm an extension specialist, so we're trying to find what's best, what we can recommend. We're not trying to evaluate the same varieties over many, many years to come up to some point. So I'm trying to find the quickest, best answer I can give growers to do. In addition, I added 2 new round tomatoes. So in this trial, we had 7 tomato varieties. This time, we eliminated the bare ground. There was no point looking at bare ground, and 2 planting dates for the fall. Again, if we were to basically look at the planting dates, the first planting date and the 2 new cultivars that we added were Tycoon and Everglade. So those were not in the spring. They were added in the fall, so they're there basically in red and italics. But if you look at the basically, if they have a background of green, they're round tomatoes, and have a background of white, they're Roma tomatoes. So as you can see, the Roma tomatoes are the SVDRP are right up there with this new variety Tycoon. And Tycoon, that variety, I just pretty much went and bought at a garden store. Tycoon has been around about approximately 10 years. It is a Texas superstar tomato variety. It's a variety that's been looked at in other parts of Texas, and it has a designation as being a variety for Texas. I had never tested Tycoon, so I had no idea. So again, I was pleasantly surprised that one of our recommended varieties did so well with 69,000 total pounds average for the two planting dates. Again, if we were to look at the planting dates, there was no statistical difference. And again, for the fall planting, we pretty much just have a very tight window. We really can't plant in August because, one, it's too hot. Number two, we have a lot of cotton grown in our area. And the whitefly, that's the time it's being defoliated, and the heavy whitefly populations are basically moving from the cotton to the tomatoes. Or to the fall vegetable crops, and we have that particular problem. And let me just move on to the black and white plastic. Basically, again, looking at the fall tomato crop, we have basically the white plastic outperforming the black plastic in that thing. How much time do I have left? 4 minutes. 4 minutes, okay. So the spring 2017 trial, we have the same 7 varieties from the fall. I added the one new round variety that's being developed by our tomato breeder in Weslaco, the Tam Florida variety. Doesn't have a name right now. It's not available. Looked at just that one planting date. Of course, y'all could probably guess this one planting date that I selected versus other dates. Again, I only selected one mulch. I'm not going to be looking at all the mulches in the bare ground. But this time I did incorporate one new thing, and that was looking at 3 nitrogen regimes. And basically, if you looked at the extension recommendations, the recommendation, at least for Texas A&M, has one recommendation. That's 150 units of nitrogen per acre. Okay, there's no range. You can look at other universities. It can have a range. That you could have recommendations based on your soil test, you know, how much you're supposed to put out. But at Texas A&M, you put out the recommendation books, you only have one range, and that's 150 units of nitrogen, which is what we'll call the normal rate. So we also looked at 20% less nitrogen and 20% more nitrogen, which was 120 units and 180 units. Again, if we were to look at these varieties that we looked at this past spring, basically Tycoon and the two Romas were up there in yield. Again, if you were to look at the 20% less nitrogen, the normal rate, and the high rate, again, you could kind of see statistically that adding more nitrogen does not mean that you get more tomatoes. You actually have, that's not a good thing. So I was glad to see that the recommended rate of 150 units did the best at 91,000 pounds per acre, which again, when you convert this is 50 tons per acre, which really I had two tomato growers go and look at the plots that had grown tomatoes in the past, and they told me those were the best tomatoes they had ever seen in our neck of the woods. And again, 20% less nitrogen was statistically similar to the normal rate. Again, if we were to just look at quality, statistically there was no differences, and maybe that's not the best thing to look at when we look at quality in terms of bricks, sizes. Just, you know, there's just so much variation in that it's hard to say. Of course, we always want the best tasting tomato. We want a good tasting tomato to be released or be available or recommended, but that's certainly hard to wrap our hands around. And the results and discussion, basically for the spring of 2016, the best varieties were the Roma, the SV8579, the round tomatoes, Tam Hot, the Chirac did well. For the fall, Tycoon, the two Romas, the SV and the DRP, and the spring as well, the DRP, the SV Romas, and the Tycoon also did as well. Again, the second planting date, or mid-March, seems to be the better time to plant in our part of the world. Again, for the fall, it would be in the month of September. It didn't really matter if it was early September or late September. Similar yields. Again, the best mulch was white, whether it's spring or fall. Again, followed by black and then bare ground, but certainly white plastic is something to look at for tomatoes. And the normal rate of 150 units, followed by adding or by using 20% less, seems to be a proper management tactic. And the varieties that I have on my list, at least for our part of the world, for Round would be Tycoon and Chirac, and for Roma, the SV85 and the DRP. Yes.
So the marketable yields you're showing with the round type, are they all together, like grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, or
grade 1? No. So we have tons of numbers. So this was total yield. If you looked at marketable yield, you could take out 20%, some varied 15%, some 25%. I think that's very subjective in many ways and terms. So for this presentation, I just wanted to go with total yield.
Okay.